Yo, hey, what's going on, yo? What's going on? Man, you know what today is? Today's another podcast for your ass. Feel me, bruh? Yo, man, it's Justin Bless, nothing less. Yes, sir. And you're tuned into the greatest podcast ever created. Feel what I'm saying? The most prolific, the most understanding, the most vulnerable, well, shoot, even the most honest, man, the most everything, the most blessed, you feel me? Man, it's Justin Bless, man. And I appreciate all y'all for being tuned in, man. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Hit your boy on social media at JustinBless _. If you don't know, now you know. You feel me, man? You tune in to Justin Bless, the Justin Bless podcast. Tell your family, friends, all them about the whole pod. You feel me? Will be. Man, woo, I appreciate y'all every single time, man. Every single time, I greatly appreciate you guys. And I say that because you guys deserve a round of applause from me to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I know you guys appreciate me because you come back every week on Tuesday and on Fridays. Thank you. Thank you. Yo, I don't want to take none of my supporters for granted. Not at all. Because I was actually on Twitter. Well, let me finish that statement. I was about to start. I won't take none of y'all for granted at all because without y'all, it's not me. You feel me? And if I wasn't getting the feedback that I'm getting, the listeners that I'm receiving, and the compliments and, you know, all that great stuff from you guys, I wouldn't be doing this, but I am, and I greatly appreciate that. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. You guys are some of you guys I might know. Most of you guys I do not know. And I appreciate you from wherever that you're listening. Thank you. You feel me? Because you guys are my distant family. You feel me? Like the ocean might be separating us. A couple miles might be separating us. A city or state might be separating us. But we are here tuned in to a Justin Bless podcast, man. I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys take this energy, run with it, learn something new, make you deep, make you think a little bit deeper. And shoot, just have a good time. You feel me? That's what it's all about, man. That's Justin Bless podcast. Yo, so I was on Twitter, right? Now I go back to that thing I was about to just say. So I was on Twitter, and I don't know her name. Like, I don't know how to, like, keep it 100 with you. I don't know how to, like, really say it. So I don't know, like, what the hell, you know, is going on. But she has this song right here. You feel me? Shoot, let's play this joint. Then I'm gonna get into what I'm about to say.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Hey, 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 money. Can we run no broke shit? That broke shit get old. And can we run no hoe shit? These hoes get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit. My wrist game on cold. I might pick my coupe right just to match with my toe. Yeah, I can't wear the shit you bitches wear because it's cheap to me. It's some money at my table, grab a seat with me. Cost a ticket just to cover all my legal fees. I don't hang with jealous bitches, that's a weak disease. Hold on, run up. If you're broken in my business, then just shut up. I invested in my body, bitch, I'm done up. I look good, I like to fuck, I'm when the sun up.
I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give it's a fuck a about a haters.
Yo, so all right, so like that song, right? I had to let her play a little bit, you feel me? Give her love, yo, shouts her out. Bia, Bia, you feel me? But she said this one thing. She said this one thing on Twitter I ran by. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, yo, this is so, like, dope, right? Real dope. This is what she said, right? She tweeted this right here first. She said, I always had the mentality of nobody gotta support you. So work harder because nobody cares. But that's just me. And I feel that, yo. Like I really feel that. Because you guys are listening right now, you guys don't owe me nothing. You feel me? But you guys are supporting me and I appreciate you. So me having that mindset of, man, I'm gonna work hard and continue to go, just keep my head down and go crazy and raise havoc in this bit is eventually, you know, it's gonna pay off and everything like that. But whatever that I started, I didn't receive the support compared to when it was complete or, you know, damn near the energy was a juggernaut. You feel me? Nothing can stop it type of thing. And I feel if you go in everything with that mindset, God's gonna bless you tenfold. You know what I mean? Like the support that you think that you wouldn't get, you truly do get. So if you out there and you have a dream or just anything like that, man, like go on, chase that thing, man. Because look, take the littlest thing, whatever. Talk about peanut butter. There's billions of people on this earth. I guarantee you a million people would love to hear you talk about peanut butter, bro. You feel me? People might think it's stupid at first, but if you continue to push and work hard and go hard at it with that type of mentality, I quote again, I always had the mentality of nobody gotta support you. So work harder because nobody cares. Bro, you're going to work that much harder and great things is going to happen. She also said this as well. And shoot, I'm going to try and share this mug. See, that's why, man, this is wild. I'm about to just play it through the microphone. You feel me? So look what she says. And I think this is dope as well. Well, I said look here.
You got to really understand. Nobody gotta support you, first of all. So I used to take that shit personal. I used to be like, damn, nobody's supporting me. Nobody's playing my records. Nobody's really rocking with me in the city like that. And then I realized it's not personal. You just gotta make somebody, you gotta make them a believer. If they don't believe you tomorrow, cool. Focus on who is rocking with you. And then you circle back and you come get them on the way back. What people gotta really understand.
Do you feel me? And that's why I always say I appreciate you guys. Cause I'm focused on y'all, man. I'll get back those non-believers later. But the main focus is you guys. And I want to give you guys great content. Twice a week. Tuesdays. And Fridays. You feel me? That's just how that be. You can't take it personal. I can be family as well. So you got to like. Just don't take that mug personal, man. And again, I appreciate y'all. I'm focused on you guys. Hey, so we got some news report. News report. News report. Yo, I just get to share just a little bit. You feel me? Just keep you on tune just a little bit with what's going on in this world, man. Y'all know that war going on is going crazy, but there was this bakery that raised more than $70,000 for Ukraine by donating all the proceeds that they made this past weekend. That's a beautiful thing, man. Clap it up for them, man. clap it up, bro. That is fly, bro. It's a Ukrainian owns the bakery and it's in Texas. So shouts to them. They took a stance on that. 100% of the proceeds goes to Ukraine, their homeland. Yo, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yo, something else also happened as well, man. The U.S. basketball star. Oh, shoot. What's her name? Oh, yeah. Brittany Griner. Yo, she's detained in Russia for a pen. A vape pen or a tree pen. They don't really state which one it was, but it sounded like it was like heavy trees or cocaine or heroin or meth or nothing like that. She was something light, but man, she there. You feel me? And it's wild. I'm like, damn, two-time Olympian. And you know it's crazy too, bruh. The Phoenix Mercury, well, she plays for the Phoenix Mercury out here in Phoenix. They won like the championship like 11 times. But if you go to anybody that been here their whole damn life or recently moved here or whatever, whoop-de-whoop, 9 out of 10 times, they don't even know that. They don't even know they even won a championship. Fun fact, I'm telling you, you live in Arizona, go ask the closest person that's next to you and just tell them, like, yo, have Phoenix Mercury won a championship? I bet they'd be like, I don't know, you know? Or they'd be like, no, or something like that. But they have, like, 12 of them hoes. This is crazy. I'm like, damn, nobody pays attention to WNBA. It's all bad, man. All bad. Yo, also, another study. A study link shows that even mild COVID-19 can change the brain, bro. Whoo! You feel what I'm saying? Like, they're saying even mild can change the brain. It ages the brain, bruh. Accelerates the aging of the brain and other changes to the brain, according to a new study. Me, personally, this is how I rock with it, bro. I don't really remember. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't really remember. I don't really pay attention to all that because, not saying that COVID is not real or anything like that. I'm just like, bro, there are so many things with this COVID thing. It is wild. It always evolves. There's always something new. So let's just say this, right? This has been going on for like the past, like what? 2-3 years, whatever, right? So you're telling me you guys weren't doing extreme research on bodies that passed away, bodies that are really sick, bodies that haven't got sick yet, and all this is just to come up with a cure? But out of nowhere, it's a new study like this. It ages the brain like you would knew. You would have knew that when you was doing all this crazy research trying to come up with a cure and a vaccine and all that. You feel me? So that's just like, I guess, you feel me? But that's just me, though. I ain't the person that's the most educated or got the credentials or any of that stuff. You feel me? Shoot, young nigga dropped out of college. You feel what I'm saying? Twice, nigga. You feel me? Call me Kanye. Two times. Yo, this another thing too. Hey, this for all y'all with the Hemis out there, the lifted trucks, lifted Jeeps, old school Broncos or whatever, F-150s, all this crazy stuff that put a whole bunch of V10s, V8s, V12s, all them joints, bruh. Gas is hitting y'all over the head, bruh. Yo, gas prices hits a record high, bruh. A record high. So let's get into it, bro. The average in the nation, bro, is $4.14. My guy. The last time I reported on this, it was like $3.50 something. Yo, that's just a little bit ago when I said that. Now it broke the record for July 08. I wasn't driving at the time or anything like that, so I didn't really know. But July 08 record was $4.11. Right now, it's $4.14. So we're beating it by 3 cents and it looks like it's not slowing down. So I think it's going to go even higher, bruh. And when it was that high, that's when the whole Katrina thing went down. You feel me? Slammed into the levees. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, it's getting crazy out there. So y'all be safe. And like I said, again, I definitely recommend Costco, Sam's Club, some stuff like that now that just guarantee you some gas saving, you know, like fries. That's cool, too. But for you to get the gas points, you got shop there hella. With Costco and Sam's Club, you just pay for the membership one time, bro. You can only use it for gas, but at the end of the day, you're going to be saving bread, especially when it's getting this high. And when I got gas, I put gas in my girl's car a couple days ago. And at Costco, it was $3.93. You feel me? So that's like 20 cents. Yeah, that's 20 cents right there. You feel what I'm saying? So, hey, anything saves you bread. And that'll be fly. That'll be dope. Just trying to help y'all youngins out. And the last thing we're gonna report on is I don't drink, so I really don't really this ain't really me, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people drink alcohol and stuff like that. So I'm just gonna share this with y'all. Might be my listeners. But hey, there's this thing called hang anxiety, which is you get anxiety during a hangover. So y'all watch out, bro. If you trying to run away from anxiety, tongue almost got twisted there. Anxiety, it's gonna make your anxiety even worse, bro. So drink is not gonna solve that problem. And then during the hangover, you can have anxiety as well. So hey, just trying to take over, just trying to help with y'all mental health. If you guys are going through that, or if you guys drink heavy or whatever the case might be, we ain't judging over here. We just trying to share the knowledge and the information. You feel me? So y'all just take care of y'all mental health, man. Mental health exercises helps you not get mentally ill. Do you feel me? And just like taking care of the body. If you take care of the body, your body, your immune system can be stronger and you're not going to get physically ill. You feel me? So take care of your mental by doing mental exercises and other things that stimulates the mind in a good way. So you don't enter into a stage of mental illness. You feel me? And relax with the drinking, man. Relax with the drinking. I ain't trying to see none of my listeners or something like that go through anything like that, because that's not real. That wouldn't be cool. That would have been fun, because you know what I mean? Y'all my family from long distance. You feel me? Like, and I know I got some like family members that listen as well to this pod. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Because not all my family members listen. Not all my family members support me. It's all good. But the ones that do, they're dear to my heart. And I respect y'all. And just like my supporters, I said before, you guys are family from a distance. I know the family's continuously growing day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. Because I'm bringing y'all pods, man, Tuesdays and Fridays every week, going heavy. And you guys are sharing it with your family, your friends, your colleagues at work and at school, and sharing it all over the world. You feel me? Because we're dropping them gems and that knowledge. You can take that to the bank. And us just talking about like distance from you guys are, my supporters are distance family members, right? You guys are like kind of far, but you guys are close and dear. Got me thinking, like, for me to speak about that just a little bit, at least on my side of like how I view my family that's, you know, that we have like Thanksgiving with and everything like that. And I feel like that word family just get thrown around a lot. And I don't know, like some people don't really qualify to be your family anymore, or not in a disrespectful way. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying like yo, we just got to break it down. You feel me? Like, I'm saying some things. I was like, oh, shoot, I got to make this point and do this and do that. Like, nah, it's just some stuff that's been on my head recently. And shoot, we just going to talk about it. You feel me? Because that's what this pod's about. So you guys might feel me. You might don't. We might agree. We might agree to disagree. But we going to get into it, right? So it started about like 2 weeks ago is when the stuff started like kind of ringing in my head a bit. My cousin Junior stays in Florida. Shouts to my man. My man is trying to level up and grow into a young man. So shouts to my man. He's going to make a move soon to a different city in Florida. He's going to Lakeland. So respects to him and his travels and stuff like that. But I was in Florida in June. Yeah, I was in Florida June last year, 2021, right? And I spoke to him and also my other cousin, Lo, shouts to him too. I spoke to both of them and I was basically just breaking it down like, hey, man, this is what I'm tapping into. This is the level that I'm growing to. And this is where I'm going to go. And this is how I see my life. This is how I see the people around me. And this is what I'm going to do for the people for me. I mean, the people that are around me. And so on and so forth. You feel me? I always felt like I always gave so much energy, so much effort into every relationship, right? And that even goes with like family too, because you'll feel like it's equally divided, but it never has been, not in my eyes and not what I feel. So I let them know. I'm like, bruh, I put so much in, right? I reached out to y'all more than y'all reach out to me, even though y'all stay in Florida or whatever. But a main reason why I took this trip to Florida is, yeah, to see y'all and chill and all that, but to also lay down the rules, you feel me? That nice Justin trying to always chase love and all that, like, nah, we ain't doing that, my guy, no more. So I let this nigga know, right? So I let both of them know, but more directed towards Junior, right? I told this nigga, I'm like, hey, man, like, last time we talked, bro, it was really because of me. You feel me? I'm not trying to throw this in your face. I'm just bringing it to the attention because you might not see it. Because sometimes people got to tell you what it is, bro. Because you might be moving in a way that you think is different, but it's really not. You might be hurting a person's feelings and you don't think that you are. Kind of like when certain words that we say, right? To you, it might be fine, but to other people, it might cause a trigger and really hurt the person or something like that. So that's when the sympathy comes in and stuff like that. You feel me? Or sometimes you just got to bring it to their face like, hey, bruh, instead of like being like, oh, it's okay, whatever. Like, nah, you got to bring it to their face because people are going to love you the amount of love that you show yourself. You feel me? If you don't love yourself a lot, then shoot, they ain't going to dish out you a lot of love. That's facts. That's straight up. And the same thing about like respect as well. If you don't respect yourself to the highest regard, bro, people are not going to respect you to the highest regard. And both of those things I dealt with, you feel me? I wasn't loving myself the way that I should have. And I didn't respect myself to the love I should have. And I paid for those because I felt empty. Like my love tank was empty, you feel me? And also my respect tank as well, that joint was empty. I wasn't getting respect like that. Yeah, probably because of my age, but other than that, like what? You feel what I'm saying? So I just switched gears, man. And some people, I just switched the whole gear up, you feel me? I ain't even let these niggas know, I just did it. But certain people that hold dear to my heart, I went to their faces. Because this was not a text message worthy conversation. This wasn't on the phone worthy conversation. This wasn't a FaceTime worthy conversation. This was in they face like, I need to tell you what it is. I want you to feel me, bro. Because even the pauses, I'm not saying nothing. My body language and all that, you're going to feel it and understand that nigga's real about this shit. Real talk. My bad. I try not to cuss too much on the pod. You feel me? But sometimes you got to say that mug, man. You got letting niggas know what it is. But anyway, so I told both of them, but I talked to Lo more than more than I talked to Junior. So I was letting this nigga know, like, hey, bro, like, this is what it is. I'm going to let you know straight up, bro. The way that I'm moving and where I'm growing, I'm not going to be looking back and trying to put more into a relationship that you don't care about, you don't cherish, to the level that I feel you respect it, cherish it, and everything like that. Just putting the effort. I'm not asking you to do all this crazy shit, whatever, but I'm asking you, like, yo, hit me up, reach out, whoop-de-whoop, this and that. You feel me? Like, we ain't got talk every single day, of course not. We ain't got talk every single week, of course not. Nigga, you got your own life. You trying to build something, do your own thing. Hell nah. But still, again, don't forget that nigga, Justin, that was in your corner, always just reaching out, just see how you doing. I ain't asking for nothing. You feel me? You ain't got to give me nothing. A conversation goes a long way, bro. Trust. And genuinely being there for somebody goes a long way, for real. So I just letting the nigga know, right? So nigga ain't hit me up, bro. So after that, bro, like I'm telling, we were talking on that beach at night, bro, for like, it was probably like 2 hours, probably even three, you feel me? Real deep conversation, like. And but it was worth it. I let them niggas know, man, like, I'm doing this really strictly out of love. But this is how I'm moving, bro. If you not giving me the level that I'm giving, then I ain't giving it. I'm just gonna match your energy. You feel me? If you don't hit me up, nigga, I don't hit you up. That's just what it is, bro. We gonna match your energy, bro. And that's how I'm moving, because most of my life, I always gave more. It's like I was always chasing and seeking love, looking for validation from other people and all that. Even with family. Like, oh shoot, like, I'm not gonna be family if I don't continuously, like, check up on them, boop de whoop, this, that, and the third. But I was moving in with the empty tank of love, but I was giving so much still, nigga. Imagine my love tank was full, how much I'll be going hard, but it wasn't. And I was just like, bruh. And then I didn't love myself either. You feel me? When I started loving myself, that's how to let niggas know where I stand and how I'm going to move from this point on. This is me, bro. I love myself. My love for myself is more valuable than your love for me, bro. Straight up. I feel I'm distributing it too much and I don't got enough for me. Fuck all that. You feel me? You need to match what the hell's going on. Let the nigga know. Anyways, nigga ain't hit me up, right? Nigga recently hit me up, like, we in March, so nigga recently hit me up, like I said, like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago or something like that. And he texted me something too. He was like, hey, how's the family over there and everything? I was like, from my point, like, I forgot what I even said. What'd I say? I said something in the lights. I'm just summarizing. You feel me? I said something like, you know, they cool from my understanding of things, but I don't really be over there like that or with them like that because I'm focused on my own life, trying to do my own thing. Because like I said, previously stated, I told people how I was going to move. And if you don't move, if you're not moving like this, then I'm not hitting you up. I'm talking about how many times you coming to drive and come see me. You feel me? Alright, you don't ever come. Most of these niggas ain't never come to see me, bruh. Damn near, like, 100%, bruh. Or plan anything with, like, my nigga, what? So, like, this is how we moving, you feel me? Well, I like it a different way, like, hell yeah, who wouldn't? But at the end of the day, bro, you gotta grow up and open your eyes, man, see what it really is. See people for who they really are. Friends that you knew for a long time, family, all that, bro. Keep it 100 with yourself. That's love to yourself. That's respect to yourself. Don't lie to yourself on some goofy stuff. He hit me back after I said that, right? He was like, is everything all good? Is something happened? I was like, nah, nothing happened. It's just, this is how I'm moving with my life, bro. Like, I'm getting to the age, like, bro, I want to build a family soon. You feel me? With my significant other. Like, that's where I'm moving to. That's shifting my focus. I'm not going to wait till I have a kid to shift that focus like that. Like, nah, I got to shift that focus to me. And then it's going to drift over and shift over to, like, wife and kids and all that. You feel me? And that'll be my main focus. like, I don't want to move and do traditions and stuff that I don't rock with just because I want to be over there or whatever. Like, nah, bro. And the thing is, it's not like I have anything against anybody in my family. Like, I don't. The thing is, yo, you gonna match what I'm giving, bro. I'm gonna match what you giving, bro. Because for years, nigga, 20 years, 25, all my damn life, nigga, I gave so much, bro. And I ain't talking about no lights on and this and that. Now I'm talking about really being there for niggas, bro. Really showing that you there. That's more valuable than bread, nigga. Feel me? So, don't ever get that screwed up. But that's what it is. And that's kind of like what I relayed to the nigga. He was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, kept pushing whatever and stuff. We kind of like switched this conversation. And we just started talking about some other things, whatever. But I was happy the nigga hit me up, though. Because like I said, it's been months since he hit me up. Since I even took that trip to Florida to let him know. I wasn't going to hit the nigga up. Hell nah. I'm like, bro, you know where I stand with stuff. I don't know if you're trying to test what I was doing or whatever, but that's not where it's going. If you really care and love for somebody and all that, family, friends, whatever, don't matter, you're going to reach out to them, bro. You're like, damn, I ain't hit this person in a long time, bro. Let me check them out. Yo, it's family, though. Let me check out, like, once a week, once every 2 weeks. Shoot, we stay kind of far, man, once a month. You know what I mean? And not no holidays don't count, nigga. Because that's when people are in the spirit. And a lot of that spirit stuff is fake, too, nigga. They be like, oh, no, let me go send a... And doing it, like, come on, bro. It's like giving... money to the homeless around Christmas, Thanksgiving, and stuff like that. But okay, what about February 1st, bro? You feel me? Yeah. What about that? Midst of the summer, bro. You feel me? Like, what we doing? So that whole spirit thing, like, I don't count that stuff. Like, Christmas, Thanksgiving, I don't count that as you reaching out to me, bro. Because everybody's doing that. But if you only reach out to me around that time, then obviously I know what it is. That's how I know with a lot of them. And it's wild. And I try to think back. I'm like, bro, how did like all this stuff like kind of start? You feel me? And the farthest relationship that I know that cool, like people were really rocking was like my dad and my uncle, right? They're rocking minute. You feel me? Best friends, whoop-de-whoop, all this stuff. Did everything basically together, all that, right? But their relationship deteriorated over the years. Don't necessarily know why. I got a couple ideas, but I'm not sure. And then again, it's not my place to speak on it. It's neither here nor there. But did deteriorate. And I kind of feel like I'm a dad, he a weird ass nigga. You feel me? When I say a weird ass nigga, like, bro, I don't chill with the nigga. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's not, yeah, me and him don't rock. We just gonna leave it at that. I'll talk about that relationship another day, probably around like Father's Day or something like that. I can give y'all like a real breakdown of that relationship. But anyways, he did some goofy stuff. Had my uncle kind of heated or whatever the case was. And uncle did something, you know what I mean? Like, basically, like, my dad overstepped some boundaries. I personally feel, you feel me? That's how I personally feel, because he did some goofy stuff. And my uncle's heard about it, and he told me this personally. And I was like, dang, bro, that's, you know what I mean? That's whack that he did that. He was like, yeah, but my uncle got big heart. He forgave him and all that. But for some reason, I feel like my dad ain't do it. Ain't forgive, you know what I mean? So... But I feel like my uncle be trying to like really still build on that relationship. When technically, bro, I'm gonna get call it like how I see it, bro. Like to me, I kind of feel like that relationship is like only rocking because our family been rocking so long. You feel me? But let's say it was only just them left in this world, right? And all of us was gone or whatever. Well, I'm not gonna say all of us was gone. Because, you know, God forbid all that. But let's say it was their choice, right? I don't think we'll be chilling like we all collectively be chilling. It feels really up to just them too, because there's so many different pieces that play a part in it. Those two pieces like get canceled out. You feel what I'm saying? It's not like there's bad blood beef or nothing like that. So y'all don't take it like that. It's just what it is. People just fall out. People grow apart. It's just, that's just part of life. And people sometimes be turning a blind eye to it when it has to do with family. I'm like, bro, a relationship's a relationship. At the end of the day, it takes two people. Two people, bro. Every relationship is unique. That as well. And when this stuff went down, right, in my head, I'm like, yo, my dad and my uncle, in my head, I'm like, yo, this will never. Oh, yeah. What I was about to say real quick. Yeah, I feel like my uncle will still be trying to chase that. I believe I stated that before. But yeah, I believe my uncle tries trying to keep it going like it is what it is. But it's like, it's really not, bro. That stuff is like pretty much done, you know? And I just kind of feel like it hurts him in a way. And I don't like my uncle being hurt like that, like emotionally, not like, cause like, bro, like this is like my best friend. And like for that to happen and like whatever happened, you feel me? So like, damn, you feel what I'm saying? I know it kind of hurt him in a way. Cause we spoke about this and it's just like, and I feel like he's still trying to like fight it to keep it going. And in my head, I'm like, bro, you should probably just let it be. You feel me? It is what it is type of thing. And very full circles and come back and boom, boom, boom. Then shoot. Hell yeah. You feel me? Hey, praise God. That shit is dope. But if it don't, it is what it is. And we be having like family problems, just like every other family got family problems. You feel me? Thing about me, I'm just open and real enough to speak about it. Like, I just know what it is, bro. Like, I'm not hiding, faking nothing. I'm sharing this with y'all. This one thing that we was about to do, right, as cousins, this is what I seen, bro. When I tell you, this is certain things that I have done here within doing my part. Because I say it, and you guys like, okay, but what have you done? All right, this is what I've done. So a couple of my cousins, not all of us all together, just a couple of us, I think it was like four or something like that. We were eating at P.F. Chang's. And I told him, I was like, yo, we should take a trip all together as all the cousins, whatever. I think that would be dope. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, 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 all this other stuff. Because out of the cousins, shoot, there's only one cousin that got kids, right? And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, there's only one cousin that got kids. Nobody's married. Nobody got like a serious relationship like to that level at that time, right? And I'm like, I think that would be so dope, a family trip, bro. In respect to the Kardashians, bro. Respect, y'all give respect when respect is due. Y'all probably don't like them or whatever. Whoop-de-whoop, don't care. I always give respect. Even if I don't like the people or like the person, if somehow I grab motivation, creativity, I just seen they do something dope, I'm going to always give respect when respect is due. So respect to them. I remember I seen this. This is probably the only episode, not even the whole episode. I just seen little parts of it, of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They all went to Greece, bro, as like siblings and stuff. And I thought that was dope. And in my mind, I always wanted to do that, right? I don't got the money to pay for everybody or nothing like that. Not yet. Not yet. You feel me? So I was like, yo, like I want to do a trip like that, right? I told him, actually spoke it out loud, 'cause I had this idea for a very long time. That's a good idea. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. What would you like to go? Like, where to go? And everybody's saying like all these other places, like these random normal ass places, you feel me? Like Mexico, like nigga, man. I'm not saying like Mexico's like would not be fun. I'm saying like it's not big enough, bro. Like we gotta have an epic trip, because this is most likely the only time we'll be able to have everybody collectively be able to go. Because we're all getting older, We all have our own responsibilities. A lot of things is going on. And I feel we should do this trip now. Like, it should be big. Very rememberable. You know what I mean? Hella memories, hella pictures, videos, all this. Because it's chess out here, not checkers. I know for a fact, if everybody has kids, bro, that's not happening. Unless somebody in the family got hella bread. That's just get paid for everybody. You know what I mean? Or pay for 80% of the trip. And people get like the rest. Probably someone that got hella bread do like the tickets and the hotel room. You knock them joints out, damn near everybody's like free to go. But who just got bread to really be doing that? You feel me? Me. But not yet. So I'm like, yo, big trip. It has to be a place that nobody has gone before. And multiple of us traveled to different places and did all this. So it's hard to pick. And I'm like, got it. Africa. The Africa trip. Because we are all black. Don't matter if you're black or not. Everybody come from Africa. So, but anyways, I was like, yo, Africa, bro. Nobody has been there. Not even a little part of it. You feel me? No one been to South Africa. Nobody been to like Egypt area. You know what I mean? Nobody in any of those things. So I'm like, bro, we should go. And I think that would be dope. Just to experience and this, that, and the third. Whoop-de-whoop. Like the food, the culture. Bring it back to the motherland. Just like the whole, like, oh. Just the whole, oh, like the aroma, the energy. Like, bro, it would just be so dope. I could just picture in my head, like, we all got daishikis on, taking pictures, you feel me? Going to freaking playing with lions, doing all, a whole bunch of stuff, just fun stuff, you feel me? Like, it would have just been so dope, bro. Like, I just know it would have. So, that was the plan. I was like, and they're like, yeah, yeah, all green with it and all that stuff. Okay, let's put out the text to all the cousins, because like I said, only a select few was at that dinner. So I was like, since it's my idea, y'all, I'm gonna be the one, you feel me? I'm gonna take the lead with it. It is what it is. So I text everybody, right? Long ass text message, basically stating like, yo, we are planning this cousin trip, bro, a year from today. This had to be in 2019, bro. Yeah, because we're planning to go in 2020. I believe so. Yeah, I believe it was 2020. Yeah, was it 2021? Yeah, it was 2020. Yep, that's when it was. And I was like, it'll be so dope, whoop-de-whoop, this and that. Basically letting people know, yo, if everybody is able to pay for their ticket, and this was like 12 months out, a ticket to Africa is like $1,200. I looked it up. By the time if we get any closer, it'll probably be like a little bit higher or whatever, like 15 to 1200, right? I was like, yo, we got to spend at least a week there, because we already going to take 24 hours or 48 hours to even get there, nigga. You know what I mean? I was really trying to aim for 2 weeks, but I'll go with, I want everybody on the same plane, you feel me? Same flight and back, just we take up like 3 rows or whatever. She will be so fly and dope and fun, bro, real talk. And so anyway, sent everybody the text, you feel me? Letting people know, yo, there ain't no refund if you put the money in, bro. Like, this is what it is. This is what it's going to be. So if you guys are with it, say yes. If you're not, if you know you're not going to do it, you can't do it, then say no, bro. You know what I mean? If you don't have it in your heart, not in your heart, I'm not going to say that. But if you don't have that, it's not held to a super priority, like how I see it, it should be cool. Just say no, ain't no hard feelings. Then you just don't want to do it straight. You know what I mean? But the thing is, everybody said, yeah, you feel what I'm saying? One cousin ain't texting and won't keep it 100. One cousin didn't text back and never text in the group chat for the whole Africa move. It is what it is though. So, everybody's like, yeah, all that stuff, right? So when it came down to it, because you're supposed to sending it to the oldest cousin of the group, because he, to me, he seemed the most responsible with when it comes to bread. You feel me? Like, he's not gonna use it for nothing dumb, whoopty whoop, this, that, and the third. So he was giving it to Junior, the oldest cousin. So every month, like, send. I believe I sent a total of probably like 500, whatever. So I did probably like 5 months straight. And you're supposed to send, put $100 in. And rarely anybody was putting in, bro. Like, but everybody was like, yeah. And I seen that too, you feel me? I asked Junior, I was like, yo, everybody. And he was like, nah, this, that, and the third. And then I said to him, I was like, yo. I didn't say it to him, but I said it in the chat. And I was like, yo, bro, I had hella bread stacked at the time. And I was like, yo, for the younger kids, you feel me, for like the younger cousins and stuff that are like 20 at the time, 21, this, the whoop de whoop, around that age, that didn't really know like money management skills. At the time, I didn't know money management skills. I know about saving and stuff like that. So I let them know. I'm like, yo, if y'all can get most of it, I'll cover the rest for like two people. Or like, I said like two people or something like that. I'll cover the rest of your ticket. You feel me? So if you can get to like $800, right? $800, bruh. I would do the rest. You feel me? Damn near, you just got to do more than half. You got to show me that you're at least trying. I was the best saving my bread. So I just thought it was a good idea for me just to lend that hand. And me doing that, Junior, the older, because the oldest, he said the same thing. He was like, yo, I'm with Justin on this. I'll help out and stuff like that. Because he understands, bro, like being that young, like you're not the best with saving money. I don't think anybody was. It's all right. So everybody's like, oh, okay, all this other stuff, whatever. Still nothing, right? And the triple's like, the triple's coming up. You're supposed to buy it. Like, we're supposed to buy it, like, I believe in March or so, and leave in like June or something like that. Or like buy it in March or April, leave in July or something like that. Nobody was to be heard from, you feel me? And to me, that was kind of like the last straw for me on, like, y'all must not really try to create memories with each other. Like, y'all, like, really just want to do, like, the normal, like, Sunday after church, eat dinner, go our separate ways, see each other on Thanksgiving, see each other on Christmas, and just leave it at that type of thing, right? And I was over here so geeked and trying to put a huge thing on because it's our only chance, and this was our window was closing to make that joint happen. I want it to be big. Like, I want to do something light, something everybody has done or anything like that, or even close to it. Like, I don't know, nobody has done a cousin trip, 10 of us niggas out there, you know what I mean? Niggas in Africa, you feel me? Joining back with the true niggas, you know what I mean? But they didn't, obviously. And that shit hurt a nigga heart, bro. Real talk, bro. And I was like, damn. But that was, like I said, that was when I was like, I see. I just left that at that, bruh. And like, I'm straight off of that. You feel me? I told the oldest Junior this. So I got two cousins that are named Junior. I know I said Junior before, and now I'm saying another Junior. So I'll make sure I can put the oldest one in there. So there's two different ones. So at the oldest, I told him, I'm like, bro, if the Africa trip don't happen, yeah, that's the last time I'm trying with all that. I'm not saying I won't go on a trip with y'all. But y'all got coming up. Y'all got plenty. Y'all got to do what y'all got to do. Because I got the bread. And y'all make it happen. Right when I see everybody purchase the ticket, whatever, I'll be the last one to purchase the ticket, bro. Because I'm with it, bro. I'm with all of it, bro. All the way. To another thing as well that I try to help with and try to do on a big scale, bro. This ain't no little shit I'm talking about. You feel me? On a big scale, nigga, I was like, I sent them, I create a group chat. All the cousins only. Let these niggas know. I said something like a long ass text message too, bro. I'm like, hey, what's up, y'all? We are not the best financially. You feel me? It's two sets of cousins, like two families, whatever. Like, our parents are working from check to check. Everybody here is damn near check to check right now. You feel me? At the moment, sure, I was. And everybody knows, like, both families have had hard time with bread, with money. I think it'll be good to help each other rather than trying to be all like secretive with the bread and like all that stuff, right? Let's really, if you got any like tips, if you got any like anything, my nigga, you know what I mean? If you got like it don't matter what it is, anything that has to do with bread, man, that might help people to put them on a different financial status or whatever, you feel me? Help them get a car the right way, because you can get the car the wrong way and be backed up in a lame ass car note. You can get an apartment or a house, whatever, the wrong way, and I mess up your whole life maybe if you're too prideful to hold on to it. You feel me? Like, there's multiple stuff that can really happen with bread that just mess us up. And I've seen it, you feel me? Seen it with my parents, seen it with my uncle and aunt, seen it with friends, parents, whatever, all that stuff, bro. There's no shy to knowing that black people dollars don't bounce, bro. And it's a reason why our dollars can't even bounce, bro. It's because, like, we hide the information from each other. We just congratulate and we don't, or hate too, you feel me? Congratulate and hate. And we don't ask. We don't want to show that we are less than or anything like that. When that's not even a thing, bro. It's the smartest person that asks questions. It's the smartest person that listens deeply. That listens with both ears. It's not talking the most. Like, hey, you did that, man. I see you saying you got a good deal on your car or whatever. Like, yo, how'd you do that? You feel me? Like, I'm trying to look for a car, whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. Just don't want to just buy any car, whatever. That person that bought a good car, got a good deal, could be like, yo, this I did it, whoop-de-whoop, this, that, and the third. But sometimes a lot of people are scared to say that, like, in person, right? Don't know why. They would text it, but sometimes they'll be too prideful and not even text it either. So I said, man, I'm going to just open the gate, open the door to all this, bro. Let's help each other financially, bro. Finances cause suicides. You feel me? Financial problems cause disturbance in a relationship with you and your significant other. Finances can cause a whole lot of problems with you, with yourself, or goals you're trying to do, or just anything, bro. It's a big part in this world, man. Bread makes the world go around. So I was like, man, like, I don't want to see my cousins like that, bro. I don't want to be like one cousin can do this financially, but everybody else can't. You feel me? Because the game was hidden from all the other cousins, all the other family members or whatever. I was like, yo, like, I know this is a big thing. Let's all put it on the table. You feel me with it? And like, let's share the knowledge, gain some knowledge, pass some knowledge, play a game. Freaking brainstorm, whatever. Let's all be put in a better financial position. Everybody's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh my goodness, Justin, this is such a good idea, blah, 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 all this other stuff. Man, that stuff ain't even last, bruh. You know what I mean? Like, barely, bruh. Like, I was like, yo, that's weak, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it don't take much for you to show, like, extreme love, bro. This is deep, bro. I'm looking at your freaking future, your kid's future, nigga. so you can set them up right with knowledge that we all have gained, bro. Two brains is better than one. If we got 10 cousins, 10 different brains talking about bread, you know how powerful that is, nigga? You know how, like, the Asian community got the stuff the way that they got it? They always owning something and passing it down and doing this and doing that. Bro, I used to work as a teller, right? I used to work as a teller, nigga. Wells Fargo. There was a 13-year-old, 14-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and all them people, bro. All Asians, bro. Depositing cash into their account, bro. At the time, this how old was I? I was like 25. Yeah, I was like 25 at the time. There was this 14-year-old girl. She had 8K in her account, bro. And she did that, bro. She had that bread in there. And her aunt, right, is the one that owned the shop or whatever, but she went with her to show her how to deposit and all this. But the little kid's the one that did it, though. Like, the aunt was, like, on her phone doing whatever, and this little kid would just come in there like, okay, here's can I deposit right here? And just basically talking, like, money, bro, talking bread. Compared me from 14, bro, I was like, man, I was all about video games, nigga. You feel me? Looking at porn, you feel me? Video games, porn, chilling with my friends, you feel me? And we over here trying to smash females, bro. Going to parties, this and that. That's what I'm thinking about. Which is not bad, I'm not saying, but just look, if you take the financial literacy and everything, like, yo, I was there compared to this, compared to this 14-year-old Asian. I was like, whoa. Like, I was so motivated by that, bro. And that's what, like, triggered that. I was just like, bro, because I don't see no other black young kids doing that, bro. To the rate of other communities, bro. Like, Asian community was number one. Number two is the white community. Like, I saw, like, young white kids in there, too. You feel me? With their parents or their aunt, uncle or something like that. None of us. So I'm like, yo, let me try to help, because I had cousins that are like 19 at the time, 20, you know what I mean? Like, yo, like, let's talk about credit, bro. Let's talk about this. Like, yo, this going to set them up right, set me up right. Maybe I'm going in the wrong direction. Whoop-de-whoop, this, that, and the third. Yeah, bro, it ain't work. And I'm just like, they ain't look at it as deep as I looked at it. I was like, word, But now niggas look at me, right? Now niggas look at me. And niggas know what's up, bruh. Niggas know what's up, bruh. When it comes to this bread stuff with this family shit, nigga, it's me. Straight up. And niggas know what's up, man. And I ain't the oldest either, but niggas know what it is. But the thing about me, I ain't even hold that to ever against anybody or anything like that, bro. I was just trying to help niggas out on some real love shit. And so the stuff that I be doing with real estate investing, like, I'm like, oh, forget everybody else. I'm going to teach the ones that really I care about deeply. If they don't succeed, bro, if, like, they don't make it, I'ma still get it, you feel me? Regardless, bro, cause me first. I've been God first, myself second, everybody else is after that, in different orders, you feel me? So I'm like, yo, I gotta make sure, like, my sisters, bro, I gotta make sure that they straight. So I try to teach them the way, you feel me? At the end of the day, I'ma still get it, and I make sure that they know that clearly. Don't think just because I say this, like, I'ma break my back and go broke and do all that for you. No, nigga. I'm telling you how to get there way before I even learn how to get here financially. So you, at my age, bro, you should be way past me at this age that I am at currently. You feel me? So, like, I do that just for them. But I don't do, like, the group text message thing, cause, like, niggas ain't really value it. So I was like, nigga, fuck it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It's like, damn. I be looking sometimes like, man, what, you know what I mean? Wish it was different, but it is what it is. I recently had dinner with my mom. Shout out to my mom, beautiful woman. Look young as hell. Black don't crack, you know what I mean? I told my mom, I mean, I had dinner with her and everything. She took me out for dinner. It was a beautiful thing. I greatly appreciate it. And I don't really like boast and brag or say this or say that, look for attention. But it was my birthday that she took me out on. Me and my mom, we live 40 minutes away. Normally, you know what I mean? I go over there to go to the house and see like my little sisters and stuff like that. And whatnot. My mom worked nights at the hospital and stuff. It's like hard for her to just come see me all the time or something like that, right? So I go over there. But my mom, she put in the effort. She called me before my birthday and was like, hey, I like to take you out and stuff like that. If you ain't got nothing going on, like, you know, I'd like to take you out for your birthday. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, we can definitely do that. And she was like, all right, I'm gonna come over there on Saturday, come pick you up and whoop-de-whoop. I'm like, all right, cool. And she did that. I greatly appreciate that because that's dope. You feel me? Like, that's celebrating somebody. That's really, like, taking that drive, you feel me? And coming to see me and celebrate her son's birthday. Like, that's fly. Took me out to dinner. It was, like, the most fanciest place or nothing crazy. But to me, that just dope. Even if she just came just to chill, I thought that would have been fly as hell. But ain't coming driving. Come see a nigga, you know what I mean? I mean, she came and drove us to see a nigga. Like, that was fly. Nobody else did, you feel me? And I'm not saying everybody, like, had free time or anything like that, but that was deep to me. Like, and me and her talked about some certain things, too, and I was letting her know, like, yo, I don't be feeling, like, loved and all that stuff all the time necessarily, bruh, especially not from the family. And she was like, what? How could you? I'm like, bro, like, mom, you think like I'm a little kid still in your head, which, you know what I mean? It's going to happen. But you got to understand, too, like, man, I'm a man. I have my own feelings. I stand on my own 2 feet. And I know in her head, like I was telling you guys previously, I would run to go get like accepted, run to go get love. Like, I'll go chase that. But now I'm not chasing none of that, nigga. If it's not genuinely coming to me and all that, nigga, I ain't giving it back, my nigga. So I let her know, I'm like, yo, it's not like growing up, like you probably said, I love you to me handful of times, bro. Probably 4 or 5 times ever in my life. And she's like, what? Nah. I'm like, yes, facts. Don't be trying to say what? Nah, nah, this. No. But I was like, yo, it is what it is. And she's like, it's not, it is what it is. I'm like, what do you mean? It's not like you're about to change overnight. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, I love you, Justin. I'm like, even you saying it now, it don't even, like, you know what I mean? Like, I had to say something for you to say it. It is what it is. You feel me? Like, if I had to say it is, if it changed for me saying it, then hell yeah, cool. But if you're saying it just now, just for me to feel a certain type of way, man, I'm different, my nigga. Like, straight up, my nigga. Like, I look for what it is. You feel me? I'm saying purely off of that. I'm not saying that you don't love me. I'm just saying you haven't said this. This, how many times have you said it? And I was like, same thing with my dad. But the thing is, I see you guys and hear you guys plenty of times saying to my other siblings, but you guys don't say it to me though. I don't understand why that is. Maybe because I'm the oldest, but I don't give no excuse though. So I felt like you guys love me less. Yeah, keeping the lights on and yeah, that's cool and all that, my nigga. I'm talking about like, are you my friend, bruh? You feel me? Can I share with you certain things, my nigga? Do you know who the hell I am, bruh? At this age, I'm not talking about when Justin was little and that. No, nigga, I'm talking about real Justin right now. Do you know who I am? There's a big difference, bruh, between you know who I am. You knew who I was. And I let her know, you feel me? And then she won't always come with this excuse. That's not how, you know, your dad grew up and whoop-de-whoop, this, that, and the third. I was like, yeah, but I don't care though. Because it's not like he don't say it to nobody. He says it. He just don't say it to me. That's a difference. That's you actively choosing not to do that. And I was like, shoot, you too, mom, you actively choosing not to do that. It don't genuinely just come out like, yo, I love you, Justin, stuff like that. You feel me? Different. And lights on is the food. And like, bro, you bro, that's your obligation as a parent, nigga. Like, what do you mean? Like, turn them damn lights on. Type of thing. Like, yeah. But I was letting her know that, and she was like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, kind of, I see how she feeling understood what I was saying. I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, though. And she kept saying, it's not is what it is. I actually like that she said that, because to me, I kind of feel like she wanted me to feel good and feel loved and stuff like that. You feel? Because she was like, you know, we just do. I'm like, nah. Like, you got to do more than just do, bro. You got to say it. And I was like, yo, I'm different with my sisters, my little sisters. They know I love them. I make sure that I say it to them and I show it too. It's not about like, you got to do one or the other. You can't do both. Yo, you can do both. Do both. And I do both, bro. With my sisters, bro. I feel like, yo, that's my responsibility in a way. I help with their upbringing and stuff like that. Like, how a man's gonna treat them, and like, yo, I play a part in that, bro. I play a big part. I play a big part into what type of man they accept to treat them a certain type of way. I play a big part because in a type of caliber of a nigga that person is that they want to date or someone try to holler at them or whatever, I play a big part because, yo, they like, yo, my brother does this, that, and the third. This nigga go hard, blah, 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 this, that, and the third, whoop-de-whoop, goals, nigga. All this, travel the world, whatever. You feel me? Like, my brother gets it. You get it done. And she sees how, and they, well, it's not just she's not one sister, like all three of them, they see how I treat my girlfriend. You feel me? Not the hoes that I had in the past. You feel me? I always let them know. I'm like, yo, there's a difference between how you treat like the hoes you got and the women that you really try to build something with. And they see how I treat them, and them as in like past tense it was, but there's only one that we focus on right now and only right now. So shouts to her. They see how I treat her and everything like that. And they, I like to show them that, like what it is, man. And I play a part in that. So me saying I love you to them when they're young, they know what's up. Me hugging them, embracing them, and not just waving hi or shake their hand or whatever. Like, nah, I embrace them, give them a hug. You feel me? Like, yo, feel my heartbeat. You feel what I'm saying? I love you. Say it, do it, take them out. You feel me? Give them bread if they need it in trouble. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. They feel it. And that's what I was trying to explain to my sister. I was like, I'm explaining to my mom. And I was like, yo, you see me how I take out my sisters? You see that? She's like, yeah, you really loved. I'm like, yeah, that's the thing. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, like, come on. And she seen that. And I was expressing it too, a reason why I didn't feel like love growing up. Like, yo, I ain't never had a birthday party, bro. Real talk. I don't remember one birthday party, bro. I'm not talking about just singing happy birthday. I got a cake from Walmart. No, nigga. I'm talking about birthday party, balloons, nigga. Invited people, presents, bro. Like, not just a gift card and a cake. No, nigga, that's not a birthday party. You just sang happy birthday for me. That was it. I ain't never had one of those, bro, ever in my life. And I was thinking about that, too. I didn't tell her that, but, like, I was just thinking about that. I was like, damn, bro, I never had a birthday party, bro. And that shit would be cool if I did, nigga. Like, push my face in the cake. You feel what I'm saying? Man, it's crazy, bro. But, yo, that's my truth, though. I ain't never had it. And maybe some of y'all out there ain't never had it either. anything I can say to for you guys, I know you guys feel it, is just love yourself first and put yourself first. You feel me? Don't feel sorry for yourself or nothing like that. It is what it is. God engineered that. You feel me? It just is what it is. Learn from it, move on, and just do better. Like I told you, they ain't telling me, like my parents ain't telling me growing up they love me, but they told my little brother and little sisters and this, that, and the third. But that don't mean I gotta be like that. Hell nah. We breaking that, bruh. Cause my fam gonna be totally different. Like my sisters, I'm practicing on them right now. It's not practice, but it's the real deal. Cause life is real deal. Holyfield, ain't no fire drill. Hey, life's the real deal, Holyfield. It ain't no fire drill. Woo, bars. Bars, niggy. It's bars, my guy. So yeah. So you feel me? Like, I let them know and I do both. And it's wild that, like, I remember listening to a couple Meek Mill songs. Shouts to Meek. Meek Mill and his music and stuff like that. Sometimes his music is like, yo, my cousin did this to me, and like just not showing love to him, you feel me? Like there's family members I don't speak to because of whoop-de-whoop and this, that, and the third. And in my head, growing up, listening to that nigga, I'm like, dang, that sucks. How could your family even do that? Like, I can't even imagine that. Like, my family would even do that to me or anything like that. And sure enough, 2020 showed me differently. You feel me? And I said, I'm not gonna say show me differently, like it opened my eyes to it. You feel me? That the love in the way that I receive love, I'm not receiving it, bruh. Like, I just don't feel like that shit is rocking. That shit is true. And if you really genuinely rock with me, my nigga, you would put in the effort to show me the type of love that I need to receive to feel love from you. Because I would do exact the same thing. And I'm not even asking for much, my nigga. I'm asking for you to just call and text the nigga, bro. You ain't got to bring me no gifts or anything like that. But if you do, hey, that's cool. You feel me? Give me some Jordan 1s and some Air Forces, whatever. You can give me gifts on Christmas and my birthday. That's cool. But yo, coming to chill with a nigga, bro. We ain't even got to do nothing, spend money. If we spending money, that's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, checking on niggas' goals and just, like, mentally and just, like, coming just to chill. Probably don't got nothing on your mind, but you're thinking of me. So instead of just texting me, nigga, you're like, yo, I ain't got nothing to do today. Shoot, let me go chill with this nigga. Hit this nigga up, see how if he's even free. If he's not free, it is what it is. You feel me? I tried. But that's what I was doing with niggas, bro. I ain't have no bread, but I was out there showing. And at a time, at a point in time, bro, all these cousins and everybody was like showing me like, they're showing me like, not showing me, but they're showing me and telling me like things they didn't tell nobody else. You feel me? In the family. But it's not by coincidence, nigga. It's because I was there, bruh. I would call, check up on, nigga, see how you doing. Just go over there just to chill, bruh. Just go over just to call you, just to talk, bruh. You feel? And then when I open my eyes, I'm like, bruh, I'm not even getting no type of love here, bruh. I cool. Nigga, I see how it is. We straight. And real quick, like, back on, like, the whole family thing, too, bruh. I mean, birthday thing. To me, I feel it's goofy, right? But people might see a different way. It is what it is. Like I said, bruh, you ain't got to believe me, agree with me. We can agree to disagree, nigga. It is what it is. But I don't think if someone that you love, especially family, bruh, for you to say happy birthday in a group text, bruh. If you do it in a group text, bruh, you got to do it all over the place. You feel me? You do it in a group text, then you do it personally. dope. You feel me? That's fly. You just do a double whammy. Hell yeah, respect it. But don't just do it in a group text and you think that's it and that's fly enough. Hell nah, nigga. That's trash, nigga. If you really love somebody, it don't take, bro, it take 5 seconds, 2 seconds, freaking 10 seconds to type up something real quick. You feel me? Probably even a minute. What's a minute of your day, bro? You have 24 hours, nigga. 60 minutes in those 24 hours, nigga. That's hella time, my nigga. You feel me? 48 hours times that. Bruh, you got freaking 1,440 minutes, bruh. You feel me? In a day. So you tell me 1 minute you can't sacrifice for somebody else and show them that you appreciate them and happy birthday? Through a group text, bruh? Or through on a Facebook post or something. Like, bro, like, that's how I take it, bro. I feel like it's people on Facebook saying happy birthday, bro. Like, nigga, I don't know y'all niggas, bro. You feel me? You just heard about my birthday, nigga. Like, I don't know y'all, bro. Y'all don't check up on me, care for me, nigga, or anything like that, bro. So how's that equivalent to family that's really supposed to rock with you like that, nigga? Don't equivalent to that at all, nigga. It shouldn't equal to that at all, being even close. Y'all should really go out for that person. You feel? But that's just me. You feel me? So everybody I rock with and everything like that, and me, bro, I never said happy birthday in a group text, nigga. Never been me, bro. Like, I just don't feel like, bro, like, what? Group text is just for like a, like, an announcement, you feel what I'm saying, type of thing. Like, it's like want to let everybody know so nobody gets confused or something like that. Like, yo, hey, we I don't even freaking know. Oh, Thanksgiving dinner is gonna be 5 o'clock, you know what I mean, on Thanksgiving Day, 5 p.m boom, hell yeah. You feel me? I think that's justifiable to do it like that. But a birthday, bro, take your time out, reach out to that person, bro. And if you one of those people that just reaching out to your family members through like Facebook or social media or something like that, like, nah, stop all that today, bro, and reach out to them personally. I bet you they're gonna feel the more of the love, bro. They're gonna feel it more. They're gonna understand it more and all that. That's just how I feel, bro. But hey, none of them niggas did that group text happy birthday thing to me. I don't think so. I ain't really look at the group chat, family chat thing on my birthday, because I wasn't responding regardless if I seen it or not. Niggas better call me. You feel me? Better text me, bro. You got my number, my nigga. You know what it is. And I'm gonna do the same thing, reach out to you. Because other people just want to just feel love for them, but they don't want to give it. And that's cool. I'm going to match that energy. You feel me? Match it. To the highest extent, bruh. And that's just what it is. If you value a relationship, bro, you're going to really put the effort into it. Let's just be closer. You feel me? And all that. And all my long distant family members, aka my fans, shout to y'all again. My supporters and all that. Hey man, if you got family and stuff that you doing that goofy stuff with, hey, send them a real text message. You feel me? If you haven't talked to them in a while, not even just that, because if I say if you haven't talked to them in a while, a lot of people say that. F all that. If you feel your relationship is not where it needs to be or should be, hit them up more often, bro. You feel me? But I'm not going to say super break your back and do all that, because that's what I was doing. I had no love for myself, no respect for myself, no energy to progress my life for myself. Like, I didn't have that. So I'm not going to say that, but I would say take that first step, bro. Kind of how I did with the Africa trip. I was trying to plan with my cousins, you feel me? And the financial advice group chat thing, I was trying to help all these niggas with bread, you feel me? Not me personally, but everybody collectively as a group helping each other out. But I'm the one that started that shit, you feel me? So I get the credit. I just want everybody to, you know what I mean, just be better financially. Like, we're not rich. We weren't born rich. I thought it was a good idea for all of us to get rich together collectively. I thought that would be dope, but niggas won't got their own agenda going on. That's cool with me. But don't try to force your ideologies or try to think I'm going to move or sway a certain way because you know me a long time or quote unquote family. And they're like, nah, nigga, nah. My eyes are fully open. And with me and with my life and how I move, bruh, it's how much love you giving, bruh. What I see you doing for other people and then what I see you doing for me. You feel me? And nobody could ever say they out-loved me, bro. Or output more love in the relationship than me. Nobody on this planet Earth, nigga. I've output everybody I was ever in a relationship with. Like significant other. Mom and dad, nigga. You feel me? Brother to brother, like to my brothers. To my sisters. Cousins, uncles, all that shit, bro. Take all that money out of there, bro. I kept the lights on and no, nigga. I'm talking about the real love, nigga. I outputted everybody. And now it's like, pull that mug all the way back. And I let everybody know how I was going to move. And some niggas took me as a joke. But now a nigga laughing to the bank. You feel me? And niggas is not. So, man, bruh. And you know another thing that's crazy too, you feel me? Like, my brother, bruh. My best friend, my brother, nigga. Blood couldn't make us any closer. I'll pick this nigga. I know this nigga has my back more than 99% of my family, bro. I'm talking to the full. I'm talking about this nigga show love, been there, all this and all that, bro. Is my nigga RJ, bro. And like, you know, it's wild. Like, his dad say he loved me more than my mom or my dad do it. You feel what I'm saying? It's crazy, right? Because I've done some real stuff for my nigga's family. You feel me? They done some real stuff for me. But they value that. You feel me? Like, man, love you, Justin. You feel me? They got my back, bro. All this other stuff. And it's not about, like, they don't keep no lights on for me or anything like that, bro. They just give me a conversation. You feel me? Give me something to show some type of care, you feel me? Come support my joint, you feel me? Stuff that I'm doing or whoop-de-whoop, whatever. Like, niggas rock, you feel me? Like, nigga, I'm going to say this too. Bro, when I had my unit 2 leased out, not leased out, I was looking for someone to come lease it. RJ's family is the one that shared it, bro. Nobody in my family shared that mug. Do you feel me? Stuff like that, you really got to just look at, bro. You got to see what's up. I know what's up, man. But ain't no hatred or beef or envy or nothing. Like, bro, like, I just know what it is. And you're not going to try to smother me with fake love or make me turn a blind eye to some fake love shit. Like, nah, bro. We ain't doing that over here. I know what it is. I know who's real. I know who's hating. I know who's just not doing nothing, not supporting. Like, I know it all. You feel me? That's just what it is. And they always say that number one haters is going to be your family. The number one people that don't support you is going to be your family. You feel me? You'll be lucky if you get one or two that really support you like that with everything that you do. That's a fact. Just open your eye to that. You feel me? I'm gonna leave y'all with this, bro. There is family that you are born in. And there are family genuinely God engineered. I'm gonna say it again. There is family that you are born in. And there are family genuinely God engineered. And when you get a hold of that family, man, make sure y'all stick real close to the one that God engineered in your life, bro. Yo, big shout outs to RJ and his whole family, man. I love y'all for real. And thank y'all for showing me love ever since I was a little kid, man. Damn near 16, 17 years. I appreciate it. Yo, man. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for my distant family members over there, man. Everybody listening to this pod, your distant family member, I appreciate you. Thank you. I haven't met you yet. But when this pod start going on the road and we doing live shows and everything, I'll be able to meet you in person. And we gonna have a great time, a great night out too as well. Damn, voice is kind of going out, but I definitely appreciate y'all, man, for letting me be vulnerable with y'all, honest with y'all, truthful, and share y'all my story, bro. Man, I'm not working the perfect path or nothing close to. I'm the furthest thing from perfect. I'm real as hell, bro. I'm honest as hell. I show all types of vulnerability as hell. You feel me? That was the Justin Blessed Podcast. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less.